You know, one thing I need to do is I got to get back in the habit of doing my morning shakes. I'd make my own. They were loosely based on some, you know, a common theme that I was seeing. The idea was to get protein, fiber, all in a, in a drink with antioxidants, stuff like that. But, you know, the idea was to get some fruit and fiber and protein, and I really enjoyed it, and I felt I absolutely did the best. It was when I got down to, like, 155, when I would start the day with one of those, and that would really just, you know, make it a breeze to get, you know, to get to lunch, and then I would eat modestly for lunch because I was, you know, I got to get back on that wagon as well. I think I'm going to make it a point to do that real soon. But then I just gotta pay more attention when I'm out. You know, dinner's easier. I can, I got a little bit more time to plan. But lunch is a killer, man. Because, you know, you're usually limited for time. You're limited in selection. You're limited in places you can go. You know, you figure there's a couple of things you can get away with, but how often? You can't do the same thing over and over. But if you're careful about it and do maybe a little packing. I was never good at that. I was never good at packing a lunch and taking it. I see guys that do it all the time. I don't know if they have gotten used to it or they like it or if they just, you know, learn to endure it. But I've just never been good at that. So that would be one way to control the, you know, the bad stuff, right?